Let's say a tree falls in the middle of a forest when no one's around. Can someone come along millions of years later and pocket the now petrified wood? That is the more than philosophical question facing fossil hunters. People like, as a hypothetical, a certain lawyer who has a special interest in fossils ever since finding a trilobite as a child. People whose eyes are always on the ground when walking along a creek or a freshly turned field. Imagine the gut-wrenching decision. Do you ditch the dinosaur or swipe the saber tooth? Trouble is that states and the federal government love fossils too. There are state birds, state trees, and state fossils. Illinois, for one, has the, pardon the pronunciation, Tully Monstrum gregarium. It's a fossilized animal described, frankly, as worm-like on a website where you can buy one for $300 marked down. If you squint, the Tully Monstrum looks like a squid with a toothy mouth at the end of a long tentacle. It would fit right in, sitting on a stool in the bar scene from Star Wars. Louisiana has as its state fossil the more readily imagined petrified palm wood, Massachusetts the more general dinosaur track, and the District of Columbia, I'm not making this up, the Capitalsaurus, a dinosaur found by workers digging in D.C. in the 1800s, and, as you might expect, given its location, a carnivore. You learn this, if you're a fossil-obsessed lawyer, by reading state statutes. But those statutes do more than just proclaim the Miasaura peeblesaurum, the official Montana state fossil. They protect the peeble-turned pebble from those eager to add it to their fossil collections. In Florida, for example, the legislature made it state policy that certain fossils found on state-owned land belong to the state's Museum of Natural History, not the finder. In Kentucky, commercial fossil hunters must tell landowners in writing who they are and that they intend to sell what they find. And in Oklahoma, if you take a fossil from historic land, they can put you behind bars for a year. These are not idle threats. Perhaps you've seen Sue at the Field Museum in Chicago. The president of the fossil excavation company that found Sue was sentenced to 2 years in prison for, the jury found, taking fossils from land belonging to the United States. Illegal collection of fossils, not involving Sue, even though ownership was an issue there, but other fossils from national grasslands and a national forest. The president had argued on appeal that the statute making fossil collecting illegal on federal land only punished commercial fossil gathering, and that his interest had been other than commercial. But the appellate court found such an argument lacking, given the nature of his business. 2 years in prison, 2 years supervised release, and a $5,000 fine. Which leaves us with the answer to the fallen tree question. Better safe than sorry. Assume that the government heard that tree crashing down in the middle of the forest millions of years ago, and it wants its petrified palm wood. Leave it there. Unless, as a hypothetical, the desk clerk at the State Park Lodge says you can keep it, of course. I'm Amy Guida.